Instead, I'm going to, I want to talk about, Alan Rickman, who died this week, after, what was it, 18 months of dealing with cancer, so, which definitely, definitely sucks, though he was, he was such an amazing guy. Hardly anyone even knew he was sick. So he was such an inspiration in so many people's lives. So I'm gonna talk about that. Before I do, you might notice a couple of things in the video here. The first is that I am broadcasting with the viewer comments enabled. So if you are looking for, so if you join me in the comments, you will your comments will show up here on the sidebar. So please obviously keep things nice and friendly, eh? I've got a couple things I'm going to go do today, at least to get started here on Minecraft, and then just for some cleanup work I've been meaning to do for a while, so that'll be all sorts of fun. All right, so let's go ahead and talk about to memorialize Mr. Rickman. He was a and make sure I've actually got my stuff here. Okay, so it was interesting. I was Wednesday night, as we usually do, put on a movie, and it was my turn to pick the movie on Wednesday. Usually, my wife and I trade off. You know, we take turns at picking a movie after the kids go to bed. So it was her turn. It was my turn to pick, and I chose to watch Quigley Down Under. And Quigley is a really fun movie. I know there are a lot of people who aren't real into it because it's a Western. But Tom Selleck is great as the hero, but even better is Alan Rickman as the villain. And I mean, Rickman plays a great villain regardless, because he has that sort of I'm not even sure how to explain it, but he's so great with his voice on how he says things and how he how he uses the uses inflection, uses timing, uses volume to add even more meaning to what he's saying. And it was, I really love him in Quigley as he's sitting there romanticizing about the American West, while Tom Selleck's character Quigley is trying to tell him, you know, it's not all that you think it is. But he plays such a fabulous villain. So it was sort of surprising to me then, after having watched Rickman and Quigley on Wednesday, to then wake up Thursday morning to the news that he had died of cancer. Sure, I got that torch in the right place. So So that was sad, and it was interesting thinking back over all the movies I've seen him in, and he's been in quite a few, as you might expect. But it's interesting because he didn't start his acting career until he was like 42, which is. It's actually sort of heartening when you think about it. You know, hey, you want to be an actor, age doesn't matter, you can get started anytime, with the caveat, if you're good enough. But, you know, I remember thinking back to the first time I saw... Oops, that's not where I went that. First time I saw him in a movie was in Die Hard, which is... was his first movie, so it's not too surprising. And I was just a kid, but my dad took me to go see it. I wasn't a super young kid. I was 11 or 12, something like that, somewhere in that range. You know, I'm old but not ancient. And man, he was such an amazing. he made that movie. I mean, Bruce Willis was fun, but it was Alan Rickman who really made Die Hard. You know, everyone talks about Die Hard, and you know, Willis there is John McClane, yippee-ki-yay, you know, and all that fun stuff. But my favorite line in it is actually when it's after McClane he's killed his first terrorist, and he wraps up a mannequin or dresses the mannequin up in his clothes with the phrase written on it. Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho. And I just can't do a good Alan Rickman impression to pull that off. Sorry, guys. But man, listening to Rickman read that, it's like... And he goes from, you know, cultured and whatever to absolutely... wild and crazy in an instant of times, and it's just so, so good. And by all accounts, he was a phenomenal person, which is even more important than being a good actor. And that's actually true of just about any profession. It's better to be a good person. You know, if you can be a good person and fabulous at your job, you know, that's great. And he was both. It was interesting. I was reading Daniel Radcliffe, right? The guy who played Harry Potter. And he says something to the effect that Alan Rickman was the first actor there who treated him as a fellow actor and not just a kid, which says a lot about Rickman. And listening to everybody talk about him, you know, he's apparently, you know, a great guy, well liked by his peers and a lot of other people. So, but man, I he was such a fun actor. He played so many great characters, you know. And one of the things I love about movies is the characters, or the people that you meet while you're walking down the street. No, it's people that you meet in the movie. And you know, I never saw movies Love Actually or Dogma, I guess, where he plays the angel Gabriel. Never saw those. But you know, she showed up and said, "You play that phenomenal villain, you know, in Die Hard and in it was Quigley and Robin Hood." Oh, that was the other place. I think that was the next place I saw him. Was in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. And that was a. Well, it wasn't the greatest movie ever by any stretch of the imagination, but it's a lot of fun. I saw somebody describe it as, you know, Kevin Costner's vanity project, which it may have been. I actually don't know. If Costner made it just so that he could play Robin Hood. But they struck gold when they cast Alan Rickman as the Sheriff of Nottingham. And, you know, he's. Again, he goes. He plays that. Those different. He plays great cultured, you know, noble, who then can shift to, you know, shift to rage in an instant. You know, when he's, you know, I've got that as the show title. When he walks into the bishop's chambers and he sees Robin Hood there. You know, Robin reacts by pulling a dagger and slicing his cheek open. And his response, you know, he cries out, the sheriff does, you know, Alan Rickman, "I'm gonna cut your heart out with a spoon!" And he does it such. You believe it, man. Yeah. And but what's great is the comments, the discussion later. See, there's the sheriff. He's getting his cheeks sewn up from the cut, and he's talking to his cousin. He's asking him, "Why a spoon, cousin? Why not an axe?" I know it's, you know, 'cause it's dull, you twit. It'll hurt more. And he just delivers it with such. It's so fun when he really makes that movie. In just about every way. I mean, you know, you look at all of the actors in that movie, but the one who really, really makes that movie fun was Alan Rickman. You know, and he just sells it so hard. I mean, it is the. Watch out, dog. Oh. Already lost one dog this game, which is sad. I remember the fireplace I built in my room. Yeah, apparently, when I started, I had some dogs with me. One of them spawned in the fireplace. It was sad. But anyway, so you watch that, and the sheriff, I can't say he's a character you want to like and you know, commiserate with or something, but you really get to like the guy as a villain. I mean, you want to see him lose because he's such a great villain, but man, he's so fun. That's one of the things I've learned too about movies like that is they're more often than not they're only as good as their villain. And Alan Rickman played a great villain. You know, and he was one of those times though. You know, I one thing I loved him in, where he wasn't the villain, was Galaxy Quest, which showed that he has serious comedic chops as well. Guy could do comedy, and he could do it very well. Which is a hard thing to do for some people. You can have people, they are phenomenal dramatic actors, but they can't tell a joke to save their lives. And, you know, he plays that character in Galaxy Quest so well. Okay. I did not heed the advice of a guy in the comments the other day. Bring a crafting table with me. Jump down here. So, oh man. Whoa. But he was so fun in Galaxy Quest. You know, it's the washed up Shakespearean actor. Whose whole life has, you know, been defined by this role that he's come to hate. And, oh man, he plays it so freaking well. He's so funny. You know, from his thunder, hatred of the role, you know, his character's hatred of the role, to his eventual acceptance in the, you know, when you watch him, he starts to understand why the fanboys like him so much, you know? You know, he hated the one line, you know, by Grabthar's hammer. Oops, darn it. Grabthar's hammer, you know, I will avenge you, or you will be avenged. And, you know, the character hated that line, you know, it was, you know, you get the fanboys quoting it to him every time he turns around, and he just came to detest it, which you could see. It was like Leonard Nimoy with Spock and Live Long and Prosper. I mean, heck, he had to go out. He went out and wrote a book talking about how he is not Spock. Until finally, he actually ended up accepting that. Hey, this character actually meant a lot to people. So, and what it actually meant for those people to have that character there in their lives. And he finally understood, you know, it's like interesting what the line actually meant, what his character's motivation was when he said it, you know. And so when his, spoiler alert, when his friend dies, and he whips out that line, man, when he understands what's going on, it's great. And he gets, because he uses his voice so well, he gets that great, he makes sounding bored. oh, crud, easy, you know. I mean, you can really hear how much he, you know, his character hates playing this role. And it is, it's just fun. It is really great fun. And then to see him again, as Snape in the Harry Potter movies. And he was the perfect choice for Snape. I think Rawlings said at one point that he was pretty much her choice for Snape. If she had to pick the perfect actor to play Snape, it was Alan Rickman. And he played an amazingly wonderful Severus Snape. I love the scene in Potter where he's talking to Harry, and he's lamenting the fact that he cannot use Veritas Serum on him. And he sits there, he turns to Harry and says, the use on a student is sadly forbidden, and just quickly moves on to the next thing he wants to say, like he's trying to get through the whole it's forbidden thing as quickly as possible, which he probably is. He'd really like to not dwell on that. But it's looks like we got zombies, so just come up. I think I'll wander down this ladder and sleep for the night. But he also, oops, come on, it's not gonna take that long for it to be night. But he's also totally and completely believable when he portrays Snape, totally distraught over losing Lily Evans to Voldemort. So, and that's, darn it. Stupid skeleton. Burn, baby, burn. Okay, so yeah, it's he was such a great actor, and when it came time to cast Marvin the Paranoid Android in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Alan Rickman was like the universal choice. This is the guy you've got to do, got to get to do the voice of Marvin. And they did, and he played that so well. Again, because he plays that he can use his voice to get that that I'm done with life sort of the tone that's just perfect for Marvin there. So he was so much, and so many of the movies I grew up with featured him in some way. Not that I grew up with Potter, but man, he was, because Potter came out a little bit after I was a kid. But he was so much a part of things, because I watched Robin Hood and Die Hard so much when I was a kid. But man, he was just fun, and it's so nice. I mean, by all accounts, I never met him, which isn't too surprising. I don't live any place or mingle with anyone that would make meeting him even a possibility. I just don't run in those circles. But he was, by all accounts, a very nice person. You read about some actors and they're just jerks. And apparently he wasn't one of them. He was definitely one of those people that was well liked by just about everybody. So he's definitely going to be missed. And I certainly hope you take a few moments to take a couple hours, go watch one of his movies. You know, I had watched Quigley. I said I drove even before he died. But then I went and, you know, last night I was going to watch Galaxy Quest, but I changed my mind. I was sort of in the mood to watch something with a little more adventure to it. So I will. Where did that chicken go? Hey, chicken. Come here. I wanted something a little more adventure, so I put on Prince of Thieves. And, you know, it was... All right, come here, chicken. Forgive me. But, you know, he did all sorts of movies, and he was great in all of them. And his ability to make you really believe what he was doing was of course the great skill of an actor, but he was very good at it. See if this I can get this chicken across this waterfall. Yeah, once in a while I wish in this game I could just go pick up the chicken. But yeah, let's go find one of his mini movies though, because come on, chicken. Because man, he's just so good. And, you know, he did everything, but he also loved doing the sort of weird movies. You know, like Harry Potter and Galaxy Quest. And you know, you see some actors, they're phenomenal actors, but they only want to do, you know, serious drama or anything like that. And, you know, he did more than that. You know, he was just fine. And that may have been because he had such a late start. Come on, chicken, it's not that hard. There you go. He may have been because he got such a late start on his career. And it may just be because he was a basically humble guy. So it takes time. Find one of his movies. He did movies for just about everybody. So go check that out, and I think what I'm going to stop the audio only version of the podcast about here, with the reminder that Music Free Gaming Podcast is licensed under a YouTube standard license, and you can download copies of it. Oh, you stupid dog! You killed my chicken. Oh well. Anyway, you can get subscribe to the Music Free Gaming Podcast audio version on iTunes and Stitcher and all sorts of other fun places. And of course, subscribe to Music Free Gaming right here. Now, I'm going to pause this again, give myself a point, and continue on. For those listening to the audio podcast, thank you for listening, and I will talk to you later. For everyone else, stay tuned, and I'm going to keep playing. We'll chat about whatever you got going on in your mind and lives and whatever else you want to talk about. So for you audio listeners, this is Music Free Gaming signing off.